like to tell you you're magically delicious, but I don't know for sure. But people tell me.
I should be upset by that. I should be.
Do that in an Irish accent.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hi, everybody. It's Phil, and look who's back. Wendy Snyder decided to come back. She made a horrible mistake in quitting the show, and now she's back.
And then I'll be gone again next week.
I know. That's the way you are, though.
Well, you're back for a day.
Well, I was here a couple days last
week,
too.
I guess.
Yeah.
Again, we are not allowed to travel at the same time.
No, and that's for everybody's best interest. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill, and that's Wendy, and that's Dave Hoekstra. Wait a minute. Dave Hoekstra's here. How did that happen? Hi, Dave. That doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, how you doing?
How are you?
Okay.
Dave is the host of the Nocturnal Journal here on WGN Radio on Saturdays.
You do I love that
fantastic
show.
Thank you. Thanks.
It's unusual.
It is. It's a little, like I said, a little DIY, but, you know.
You know that's a huge compliment because there's so much stuff in radio is so cookie cutter, and then your show comes on, and you find yourself just staring at the radio going, wait, what?
Yeah, right. You know? That's it. And we try to do, like, interesting things with music, you know.
In-depth interviews. You do a great job.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That's what I try to do is give the guests some space and stuff. So, yeah, thanks.
Is the show what you first envisioned, or has it changed a little bit from what you first thought it would be?
No, that's a good question. I've gotten a lot of freedom. It is. It's kind of like a radio version of what I did at the Sun-Times. It's kind of like a little feature show, you know, and we do, you know, we have authors, but we do a lot with music, you know, a little bit of travel segments and stuff. I'd like to, you know, when we do this Ireland trip, I, you know, do a couple interviews on my phone and stuff. So, it's kind of like, you know, travel, music, what I did at the Sun-Times. Yeah.
And music and travel is combined in your upcoming trip that I'm very excited about. You're going to hang, well, you're not going to really hang with Van Morrison, but you're going to Ireland.
September 30th, 2018, right? It's a trip to see him and just go all over Ireland and stuff. We're going to Dublin, Belfast, Derry, Donegal. It's going to be really, really a fun trip.
Can you throw some headphones on? Because Steve Bertrand of Steve Bertrand Travel wants to talk
with you. Yeah, I just saw him.
You. Yeah, poor thing.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Okay.
All right, so this happened before where you get to see Van Morrison in a pretty intimate setting, correct?
Right, Steve?
Yeah, he does a few shows a year in a hotel in Belfast, or just outside Belfast.
Is he crotchety now?
Well, Hoekstra knows the answer to that.
I just saw him in Nashville a few months ago. He played this new arena right outside, right on the river, right on the Cumberland River there, and he actually smiled a few times.
Really?
Yeah, he's no Jimmy Buffett. He doesn't he doesn't have the shtick going on and stuff, but he's very accessible, I think, right now, compared to other shows I've seen.
He does do just a few of these shows, and it's in a hotel-like ballroom where you go have dinner, tables of 10 in the round.
Wedding reception.
It's like a wedding reception. They clear your plates, and Van Morrison comes out and plays for a couple of hours.
I'm picturing it. I haven't been there, obviously, but I'm picturing it as I love Van Morrison. I've probably seen him 15 times, 20 times, and also my love of supper clubs. I've just seen the intimacy of like an old supper club.
Yeah.
And you're in Ireland.
Yeah, right.
That's a little bonus.
If you're going to see him anywhere, good for you, but on his home turf.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic.
Yeah, and it's like there's little sidebars. Like, this is the 50th anniversary of Astro Weeks, you know, so he didn't do a lot of that in Nashville. People should know. I mean, he still does his old hits. You know, he did Gloria, does Brown Eyed Girl and stuff. So he does, you know, he does some covers. You know, he'll do some jazz standards and stuff. It's really quite a show.
I wonder if he's happy or sad that Brown Eyed Girl is probably one of the top five karaoke songs that everybody does.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's pretty good royalties for him wherever.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl with the brown eyes is older now and has cataracts, but you don't need to think about that during the song.
Yeah.
Why would you think about that?
That's right.
So this must be a dream come true for you to
see. It's
going to
be a lot of fun, yeah. And I like to explore the literary stuff too, so all the writers that came from there, and I know there's going to be literary walking tours and stuff, and we're going to have our hands full. It's going to be a busy trip. I was saying the other night that, you know, I've actually started to research the trip, and you guys would like this. This is Dublin is the last place where there's a Tower Records.
They've got
the last Tower Records in the world. And I guess from what I read about it, it's just like it was here in the States. They've still got the DVDs and the books. And so when the guy who started Tower Records died in Sacramento, they talked about how this was the last. I want to go search that out.
That's excellent.
That's not on the itinerary, but
listen, you're not there too long, Dave. Don't spend too much time looking for the records.
Dave, can you stick around a little bit? Here's why. Number one, I want to talk to you a little bit. We want to talk to you about the Supper Club love, because I have it too. and I don't understand where it comes from. Maybe you do. And then also, you were telling Wendy and me the strangest story I've ever heard about the house you just purchased.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It doesn't make sense. It's so crazy.
You still can't get your head around that, can you?
I can't figure out how this is possible. We'll explain more in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Well, gather around, y'all lads and lassies. Just something comes out of me. I don't know what it is.
People who have purchased the trip, Wendy, are now canceling the trip. Are you happy now?
The phone keeps ringing, but it's the wrong reason.
All right. Well, there are a few seats available, a few spots. This is through Steve Bertrand Travel, and you're heading off to the Emerald Isle to tour and to see a live, intimate concert from Van Morrison. What other details did I leave out, Dave?
The Titanic Museum in Belfast. I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'll be uplifting. That'll be great. uplifting.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. And I, like I said, the Dublin Literary Walking Tour, that'll be fun.
It's, Tower, you know, Records, the last,
yeah, Tower,
the last Tower Records.
Yeah, breakfast each morning, except the day of the arrival.
With the Lucky Charms up leprechaun on the last day.
Yeah.
That's why you would go.
I would go to meet him.
Are you going, I think you're going to the Gravity Bar, too, aren't you? The Guinness stop?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun.
That's right. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Oh, that's very
they
nice.
They have gravity in Ireland?
It's weird.
Just installed it.
It's a rooftop bar where you can see all of Dublin around. It's really the best place to get a shot of Dublin. And it comes with a free pint.
Yeah.
That's worth the trip in itself. And Dave, you've never been to Ireland before.
I've been to Europe. I've never been to Ireland, so I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, we were talking the other day. I mean, I like the sense of these type of trips create a sense of community with people who go on, and you keep in touch over the years. You know, the next time maybe Van Morrison comes to Chicago, all the alumni from this trip go see Van Morrison.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right, Steve? And these other trips, there's always like a sense of community that gets
formed. Absolutely. Like, you know, I just took a group to Norway, and it was like 70% return. Dave Ennett's trip was 50% return. So people go, they have a fun time, and they keep in contact.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
If I didn't have kids, I'd go. I'd go to this one. They're not old enough to be left alone.
That a lot lately.
Yeah, I know. Well,
oh, if I only didn't have kids.
Can I say one thing about a deadline, though, just so we're clear on all of it? Today's the deadline for us to reserve, like to hold the group space with the airline. So we can still get you in if you reserve later in the week, but the guaranteed rate, all that stuff, it'd be best if I heard from people today.
So do it today.
It'll all work. It's just I've got this bureaucratic sort of deadline.
Sure,
today.
Of course. All right, and give the website out one more time or the phone number so people know how to reach everybody.
You want Steve Bertrand at 847-606-6065. Email steve@stevebertrandtravel.com.
All right, start out with the story about your house, because you just told it to us, but I have chills. I can't believe this could possibly happen. What happened to
your house? I'm trying to make it a briefer story. But, okay, so I wanted always to get a mid-century ranch house. I just live by myself. And everybody, our friends, we have mutual friends, Steve, everybody said, well, you know, you got to come out to LaGrange Park, Westchester.
It's a great area.
Yeah. You know, I knew the Berwyn deal was bungalows, and I just wanted to get Atomic Ranch. I can't afford any of that stuff in Atomic Ranch magazine, but I really wanted to get a mid-century ranch out. So I spent about 6 months driving around. I lived in Ukrainian Village, and I went out to Westchester. I found a nice one in LaGrange Park I really liked, but there was a train running. It was like in that little downtown area, and there's a train running. So anyway, I find this one in Westchester. It's a nice little brick. It was in foreclosure. Put a bid on it. I got it. Really, really cheap. It was really, really nice. And it wasn't a real fixer-upper and stuff. And I was born in Berwyn, you know. And I was telling my brother, you know, the house is on a funny named street. And I just lost my parents a couple years ago. So I checked my mom's diary. It's the same house.
Your parents probably
brought me home in from the hospital. I was born at McNeil Memorial Hospital. And so it wasn't a memory thing, because they were out of there after 3 or 4 years. They got transferred to New Jersey or something. So there was no memory of the house, but just by sheer coincidence, the house that I debuted.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah.
So when you were telling your brother and you gave him the address, he's the one who said, wait a minute, I think that might...
Well, he took it one step further that I probably was conceived there. I don't know if I was I could have been conceived in a drive-in, you know, I don't know, but... But it definitely was a house that they brought me home from McNeil Memorial Hospital.
Do you think they did any, changing of the floor tile
that's a great
painting,
question. You know, I'll tell you, we moved around. We moved to Columbus, Ohio, and then we pretty much settled in Naperville. And every place we ever lived, my dad always put a pencil sharpener in the basement.
And where it was connected to the wood or something. Because we had one, too, like one old school ones.
He always did that everywhere we moved. And so we're doing the inspection of this house that I got in Westchester, and sure enough, at the bottom of the basement was a pencil sharpener.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Don't you wish so badly you could share this with your mom and dad and tell them this? Because the odds of this are
it's off the chart.
It is really
unusual.
And the tree in the backyard.
And the tree, there's a 100-year-old. I've never owned a house before, so I'm doing all this stuff now. And so I had a tree trim route. We're looking at that tree, and it's a 100-year-old maple tree, and we're going to get it trimmed and stuff. And so I do think about that. I've never had a backyard. And I sit in the backyard and just wonder what that tree was like in the late 50s.
When they moved in. That's so sweet.
Yeah. It's quite a story.
All right. We know what a huge fan you are of the Wisconsin Supper Clubs. I am too. Wendy is too to some extent. But I'm telling you.
I've never been.
Oh.
I got to tell you.
You would fall in love with them.
There was a Harvey's Prime Rib in Countryside that was the closest thing I can think of as for a supper club. Like, if you get a relish tray, that's a supper club, right?
It's one of the prerequisites.
I started on that kick when I was at the Sun-Times, and I go in as a gag, and I just have a little checklist of what is a supper club, you know? And I have on the relish tray, the brandy old-fashioned. Why do they call it a club? What time is supper? You know? Supper's a farm thing, you know? It's like, you know, it's a rural thing to have supper. But, it kind of goes into some of the stuff we're talking about, the Ireland trip and these books I write, this camper book and stuff. It's like, when I started on this stuff, it was all about sense of community. And now, in the times we're living in now, I think sense of community is even more important.
Mm-hmm.
But you go into a supper club and like everybody knows each other, everybody talks to each other. I'm talking about, you know, rural supper clubs in Wisconsin. There's some in Eastern Iowa and stuff. But the sense of community and the values is really, really, really strong.
Can I also throw this at you? It's a time machine.
Yeah.
As soon as you see the sign, as soon as you're driving up, you go back in time.
Yeah. And, you know, on my checklist, I go, can you have a supper club in an urban area? I mean, there's been some that open in Chicago, but the best and the most authentic supper clubs are the ones with, like, a lake view.
Yes.
And, you know, trees.
Yeah.
You just sit there and mosey around. You get there, you make a night of it. You get there, like, at 4 or 5 o'clock, have a couple cocktails.
That's supper, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Then you eat, then you go back to the bar and have a couple more. You know, you're
and
there
no
for like
one's
5 or 6 hours. Yeah, right.
You can spend the night there, spend as much time as you want. Many times there's a love of having animal heads around the. You've seen
really?
This, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a deer, or a bear, or a squirrel. Yeah. You just see their heads.
Yeah. I've got a collection. We've had some of these people on my radio show, but there are people who collect supper club music, and that's the one thing I found that fell by the wayside is that back in the day, back in the 60s, there used to be like really great bands and lounge singers that would play at these places. Now that's gotten kind of, there's a place called The Butterfly up in Beloit. It's a day trip, and I think they still have music on weekends.
Do
and
they?
Stuff. But some of those cheesy acts that used to play in these Wisconsin supper clubs, it's great.
You can find
some of that music. Yeah.
Do you feel like John Hamm when you go there?
You do. Well, there's one in Kenosha called Hobnob, and every time I'm there, I'm waiting for a member of the Rat Pack to start performing. You just have that feeling like it's going to happen at any
Hobnob's
moment.
Hobnob's great. Hobnob's great. Might be the only one. I think I have this in the book. Might be the only one in Wisconsin that's right on Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Got great neon in the front.
Oh.
Ishnala, I send people up
that's
there.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's right up there just north of the Dells. They're seasonal, but it's just beautiful, you know. So,
It's great. Yeah. Go to Ireland with Dave Hoekstra. Why wouldn't you? Dave, again, give the website out or the phone number so people can do this. We want you to do this fast. Time is running out.
For more information on this Van Morrison trip to Ireland, call Steve Bertrand at 847-606-6065 or email Steve at steve@bertrandtravel.com.
And today is kind of a pseudo deadline if you want to be guaranteed a spot. So if you're on the fence, come on, this is Van Morrison. What is it, like 200 people? So it's a small venue?
Yeah, 300 people.
300.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and you get a meal, you get Van Morrison, and you get to go to Tower Records with Dave Hoekstra.
it'll be better than that. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Great
thanks
to see you.
You guys are great.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
you are,
Dave.
Too. We'll take a quick break, then some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.